Chapter 24. At 3 o'clock, Rod had finished his tour and was in the cage on the way to the surface. The cage was crowded, men pressing shoulder to shoulder, the stench of sweat almost overpowering. They were hauling Schiff now. The day's work over, the stopes were scraped and washed down, the shot holes drilled and charged, the fuses connected into the electrical circuit. The men were out of the stopes now, falling back in orderly companies and battalions along the haulages to the stations, there to wait patiently for their turn to enter the cages and be whisked to the surface. Rod was mulling over the myriad problems he had encountered during the day and the solutions he had dreamed up. He had opened a new section in the back pages of his notebook and headed it simply, Costs. Already there were two entries there. Let them give me the job, he thought fervently. Just let me have it 1 month, and I'll move the world. Mr. Ironsides? The man beside him spoke. Rod glanced down at him, recognizing him. Hello, Davy. It was remarkable how dissimilar the two brothers were. Mr. Ironside, my boss boy has worked his ticket. He's going home at the end of the month. Can you see that I get a good man to replace him? Your brother's boss boy has asked for transfer, said Rod. Will you take him? Yeah, David Delange nodded. I know him. He's a good boy. And that takes care of one more detail, thought Rod, as he stepped out of the cage into a bright summer's afternoon and tasted the sweet, fresh air with pleasure. Now there are only the butt ends of the day's work to tidy up. Then I can go and fetch the drink that Dan promised me. Dmitri met him in the passage outside the office. I've got Kowalski in my office. Good, said Rod grimly. He went into his own office and sat on the edge of his desk. Send him in, he called through to Dmitri. Kowalski came through the door and stopped. He stood very still, his long arms hanging slackly at his side, his belly bulging over his belt.
You call me?
He muttered thickly, his English hardly intelligible. It was a peasant's face, coarse-featured, dull-eyed. He had not shaved. Dirt from the stopes clung in the thick black stubble of beard.
You beat a man today? Rod asked him, softly. He no work,
Kowalski nodded.
I beat him. Maybe next time his brothers, they work. No bloody nonsense.
You're fired, said Rod. Pull your time and get the hell off this property.
You fire?
Kowalski blinked in surprise. There will be criminal charges pressed against you by the company, Rod went on. But in the meantime, I want you off the property.
Police?
Kowalski growled. There was expression on his face now.
Yes, said Rod. Police.
The spade-sized hands at the end of Kowalski's arms balled slowly into massive fists.
You called a bloody police?
He took a step towards the desk, big, menacing. Dmitri, Rod called sharply, close the door. Dmitri had been listening intently. Now he jumped up from his desk and closed the interleading door. He stood with his ear pressed to the panelling. For 30 seconds more, there was the growl and mutter of voices. Then suddenly a thud, a bellow, another thud, and a shattering crash. Dmitri winced theatrically. Dmitri! Rod's voice, and he pushed the door open.
Rod sat on the edge of his desk, swinging one leg casually. He was sucking the knuckle of his right hand.
"Dmitri, tell them not to put so much polish on the floor. Our friend slipped and hit his jaw on the desk."
Dmitri clucked sympathetically as he stood over the reclining hulk of the big pole. Kowalski was snoring loudly through his mouth.
"Gave himself a nasty bump," said Dmitri. "Shame."